Hello, my name is Mercury, and welcome to this brand episode of Media FA. Today, I am alone, and today I'll be discussing the state of play that premiered on September 14th of this year. As you can probably tell by the time this is being uploaded, we are very late. I am very late, and that is because I didn't watch it until now. And you know, same thing goes for the Nintendo Direct, which will hopefully come out soon. Fingers crossed that I decide to watch it, but yeah, that's coming out soon. But today we're talking about the state of play, and yeah, I mean, sorry for being late. Sorry for not uploading a single episode in what, 6 days? Yeah, that the thing. But yeah. But so let's start. There's not a lot here, so I don't expect the episode to be too long, but yeah, okay. So first up is Baby Steps. Now this is a game I think is very unique looking. It's a very unique game. You control the legs of the character. I mean, you always control the legs, but it's like, I think you might be using the sticks. You might be using both of them for the movement. You might be using both of the sticks for the movement, and it gets the goofy things, and honestly, it just looks like the humor might be on point with the game itself, and you know, but I'm not probably not gonna get it, but yeah, and I guess that's the whole gimmick of the game. They in the trailer, they have this like thing of the with one of the characters, like, they say, "Oh, use your grapple hook," and it's like you can only move your arms. So you know, it's probably gonna be funny things like that, and take it back and forth with the characters and all that. So honestly, I think it looks interesting. I'm probably not gonna buy it, but you know, it looks like it's gonna be a very humorous game, and I just hope there's no fall damage. I don't think there's any damage in the game, actually. So yeah, Baby Steps looks like a lot of like comedic fun, and it's coming out summer 2024. So yeah, next up is Roblox on PlayStation. Now, I'm probably the least qualified to talk about Roblox. I personally don't like Roblox. I know it's not like a game you like or dislike. Sorry if you hear anything. It's not a game you like or dislike, I guess. I don't know. It's a company you dislike or like. Because Roblox, in and of itself, is not a game. It's a service where you can play games made by other people. So there's nothing really to dislike, but thing is, when I played Roblox and I was a young whippersnapper, I liked it, but then I just stopped playing it, and it mainly because I just didn't find it fun anymore. I've played, when I tried to look for games and all that, I pretty much played all I wanted to play. Which is, you know, kind of sad that I didn't think about it. I played everything I wanted to play, and nothing else interested me. I had no real reason to play Roblox anymore, so I just grew bored of it and dropped it. And yeah, I mean, that's really my opinion on Roblox. I just find it boring now, and I know other people at the podcast who enjoy playing Roblox, and you know, it's fine. I understand the appeal of Roblox, but I just, the appeal for me, it wore off years ago, and I can't find enjoyment in it anymore. I might sound like a really, really usual guy, but like, yeah, that's just my opinion. Like, Roblox isn't fun to me anymore, and yeah, but I mean, it's cool it's coming to PlayStation. I'm pretty sure it was already on Xbox. I'm not too sure about it being on Xbox beforehand to this, but it was on one of those other consoles. It was on one console. I think it was on one console for PlayStation. So yeah, I mean, see if it goes to the Switch. I'm pretty sure the Switch will have no problems running Roblox. Hopefully it has no problems running Roblox. I don't feel like it'd be that type of console to have problems running fucking Roblox. But yeah, I mean, there's that. So, moving on, I guess. I mean, it's cool it's going on PlayStation, but I'm not gonna play it even if it's available now. But I'm not gonna play it, man. I don't like robots anymore. And yeah, I mean, it's cool it's going into consoles, but eh, I don't know. Moving on, we have some PlayStation VR news, and this segment on PlayStation VR, the one thing I will never fucking own, because I don't know, I don't want to waste over $300 on a VR headset to play the damn games. But anyways, first up is Ghostbusters Rise of the Ghost Lord. I gotta say, it's pretty cool. I mean, I've said this before on the podcast, I've said it for years now. I think that VR technology is, and VR games are cool. I just think they look like shit. They don't have the greatest graphics. Which, you know, like, fine, I guess. But I'd wish for them to look better, but that's not the case. And, you know, like, but I can't hold it against them. VR technology hasn't, I don't think it's gotten to the point where we can have the photorealistic game tech we have in console games. I just think that's not possible right now. But yeah, I mean, that's not my complaint. That's not why I don't like, whatever. Like, it looks fun. I like the idea of a lot of these VR games have cool ideas, like Ghostbusters, like you playing as a Ghostbuster, not like all behind like a 3D camera or like a third person camera, first person camera. You're actively doing the motions and all that, and that's really cool. And you know, that's something I can give to the VR. Like, it's really cool you can do all these things, but that's just kind of all VR. And you know, the game looks fun. I gotta say, I would have fun doing this, but I don't have any friends who to play this with, and I don't have a headset myself, so I can't really play. But yeah, it looks fun, and I can see people enjoying this. And you know, it just doesn't look like a bad game. And honestly, if I had a VR headset, I'd probably pick this up because I like Ghostbusters. Yeah, I really, really do like Ghostbusters. I know it's been kind of like this, it's become the star of, I guess, the mascot of franchises that are way past its prime. They're getting milked over and over and over again for nostalgia. But, you know, it still holds up, and I feel like you can still do a lot of the franchise. Kind of like what they're doing now. They're making a sixth movie, technically. Fifth in the main timeline. No, wait. There was no Ghostbusters 3. This is the fifth movie and fourth in the main timeline. Yeah. Actually, wait. Was it? Isn't it Ghostbusters Afterlife where The main villain for the first one returns. I feel like, yeah. I feel like it is, I don't know. Here you go. Yeah, it's Gozer, the character. Yeah, the main villain from the first one returns in Afterlife. I'm not sure what the main character of. The main villain of the first one, they came back here, and yeah, okay, so. Yeah, so I mean, I like Ghostbusters, and I feel like this game could do is good. It looks good, but I don't know. Probably not gonna buy it because I can't buy it. I can't play it. So yeah, it's available now. So oh, goddamn, it's available now. So if you have a VR headset, I honestly, this game looks like a lot of fun. I think you. And I think you'd like it if you're a Ghostbusters fan. So yeah. Moving on, we have another one, which is the Resident Evil 4 updates. Now, a lot of things are real for Resident Evil 4. Not a lot, but, you know, more than the others. Yeah. It includes the VR mode, which is coming winter 2023, the Separate Ways DLC, which is available now, and the Mercenaries free update, which is available now. So, the VR mode looks cool. I've always enjoyed how, the VR, it looks in this, and honestly, it looks way better. It looks like a miles better than most VR games, so I can give kudos to that. And honestly, just it looks like a lot of fun. The VR mode, it looks like a lot of fun. Everything you can do with the weapons and all that. And honestly, everybody who's enabled in VR has to be terrifying. It's one thing to be in a third person view, and then another to be first person. You're controlling every movement. It has to be different. Separate Ways. It's about Ada Wong and Albert Wesker, which surprised me seeing him here. And I don't have much experience with Resident Evil franchise, so yeah, I haven't played any Resident Evil game actually. So yeah, there's that. But yeah, I mean, it looks the DLC is more of the same, but you're playing as Ada. And I think it's taking place at the same time as a story, so honestly, I've always liked things that happen at the same time because you never know what the character has been doing up until they show up again later in the story. It's always been pretty cool. And the Mercenaries, I don't know, they didn't show anything about the Mercenaries, they only showed Ada Wong and Albert Wesker, so I'm guessing that they're going to be playable characters in Mercenaries mode. I'm not sure what Mercenaries mode is. Yeah, I mentioned the release date, so yeah, it's mostly available now, except for VR mode, just coming out in winter. Next up is Avatar Frontiers of Pandora. Now, I am not the biggest fan of Avatar. I am surprised. I've been so surprised to see that Avatar 2, The Way of Water, which Avatar The Way of Water has to be the most boring name I've ever heard of. Like, I don't know, just doesn't get me excited to see it. I'm not saying it should be fucking Annihilation or anything. I'm just saying, you know, The Way of Water. I don't know. I would have done something else. But anyways, that's not Frontiers of Pandora. Frontiers of Pandora looks graphically amazing. Duh. It's like the thing that carries Avatar, it are the visuals. So yeah, it carries over here. But the gameplay is just your typical first person shooter, which I mean, fine, but you know, it kind of, I don't know, it just seems a bit generic. I feel like I would have preferred, especially since you're playing as an alien person, an alien race, I think it'd be better if it was third person. So, I don't know, you actually see what you look like in the sense that, I think there's customization maybe. I feel like if there's customization in a game, it should automatically be for a third person, because then what's the point of having a character you customize and not being able to see it, looking at you cyberpunk? But yeah, just, I feel like it looks like a good game, but I'm probably not gonna buy it because, I don't know, I've never been the biggest fan of the Avatar franchise. It's never been my cup of tea, so I'm probably not gonna buy it. It's not on my radar, not on my list. So yeah, there's that. It's coming out December 7th, 2023. You can pre-order it now. Next up is Ghost Runner 2. Now, I've played a little bit the first one, and I mean, I like it, but I haven't finished it yet. It's not even downloaded on my PlayStation. But yeah, I mean, I like it, and if I wanted to, I'd probably buy Ghost Runner 2, but I probably want to finish the first one, you know, first, before embarking on the Ghost Runner 2 journey. But honestly, Ghost Runner 2 looks like a lot, it was like the first one improved. And, you know, it looks like a lot of fun, that the fast-paced action is back, and hopefully, I guess in the trailer, hopefully faster and stronger. Sequels shouldn't nerf characters, it should make it the enemies harder. So yeah, I mean, there's that, so. I don't have much to say about Ghost Runner 2. It's just, it was fun, and I've always really liked the gameplay, but I haven't finished the game yet, so I mean, I like it. I like what I played from the first one, and I'll probably get it if I finished it and wanted it really that badly, but I don't know. Yeah, it's Ghost Runner 2 is available now, so to all those people, apparently it's a great game that I haven't played it yet, so I can't really give my opinion on. Next up is PlayStation Deep Earth Collection, which includes the controllers and covers for the colors Volcanic Red, Cobalt Blue, and Sterling Silver. Now, Volcanic, I guess these are all like metallic versions of the, I guess, more matte colors that they have. I mean, Volcanic Red and Cobalt Blue don't really look much different from the blue and red options that we have already. And even the Sterling Silver, I was like, wait, what? It looks kind of the same as the original, the white version that we have right now. So, I don't know. I'd want to, but just, I don't know, the covers cost a lot, right? I get the covers, because the covers are gonna be, like, PS5
covers.
Here we go. PlayStation 5 console covers. I know it's made by PlayStation. Goddamn. And tell me the goddamn price. Okay. Buy P. Here we go. For PlayStation Direct. I want to check how much the price for these things are. Cobalt, oh my, $60. No, here wasn't. Yeah, 54, 55. Yeah, it's all 55 right now. They're on sale. Except for Midnight Black. Midnight Black is still $55. So yeah, I mean, there's that. I don't want to watch. Yeah, so probably not gonna get the covers. But yeah, $60 for each. Probably not gonna do that. So yeah, I mean, there's that. Not much to say other than that. I think they look kind of the same, but I don't know. Just not really my thing. Next up is Helldiver. I almost said Helldiver. Helldiver. Just fucking Helldivers 2. There we go. Okay, Helldivers 2. I like the gameplay a lot. I think it looks cool. Definitely something that interests me. The game's gameplay. It is a third person shooter, but I mean, at least you can aim, and you know, it looks like a lot of fun, and you have a lot of movement options and all that. It looks cool, and you have a lot of character, you know, co-op. Like there's so this is an animation for reloading the rocket launcher. You need to actually have a friend reload it for you, which, I mean, seems like a bit of a hassle, but it's probably because the rocket launcher is too much of an OP weapon. So you might want to use it once or twice. You want to use it as much as possible, but they don't let you. So there's that. Yeah, I mean. And I like the fact that the enemies are monsters. They look really cool. So yeah, I mean, honestly, just it looks really cool, and I would get it if it probably wasn't $70, I think. But yeah, I mean, it looks cool. I like the gameplay a lot, and I might get the first one. Where's the first one? Is this the first one on PS4? If the first one's anything like this, I might get it. Oh no, okay. Never mind. It's top down. Never mind. I think it's well known that I do not like top down games. So I'm not gonna get it. Okay. I mean, yeah, I mean, this one looks cool. So I might try it out. I don't know. Yeah, it's coming out February 8th, 2024. You can pre-order it now. Next up is Marvel Spider-Man 2. Now, it's already out, and this is the only game from this entire list that I've played and finished and platinumed. So, consider this, before we actually get into our Marvel Spider-Man 2 episode, consider this your mini review. Since I can actually talk about this game because I've already played it. So the game, itself is pretty fun gameplay wise. The story is pretty fun. A lot. The third act's a bit rushed. I will say. I was streaming with my friends, my second stream, and I already got the part of the Venom. I was like, oh, there's probably a lot of the game left, and I realized that actually what happened is that I could have continued the stream from there, and I think I was gonna play something else. I think it was Minecraft. Yeah, Minecraft. I was gonna play Minecraft, and I realized like when I put up the game, the day after, that I could have just finished the game that night. I realized that I could have just finished the game because there was like 3 missions left, or like 4 missions left. It was crazy. Like, oh, there's a lot of time left, but nope. Actually, I was like on the first on the last like 4 or 5 missions. Like, it was insane how much little time there was between when Venom became a thing and the end. Like, that's very, I think it was very undercooked. And I hope in the DLC is Carnage, which is gonna be really weird if the DLC is gonna be about Miles, but I don't know. Maybe Miles gets, I don't know, maybe. But I think if the DLC is about Carnage, I hope they bring back Venom so we can have like the revival of Venom, and maybe it can be Eddie Brock and not Harry Osborn, but yeah. Just putting it out there. Also, yeah, spoilers. Sorry. I know the game's been out for what? The game's been out for three weeks? So, yeah, getting to spoilers here. So, yeah, hopefully when we actually do the episode on Marvel Spider-Man 2, a lot more people have played it. And I can actually discuss this. So, yeah, there's that. What the fuck? Okay. But yeah. I think it's a bit undercooked. The gameplay is, the story's a bit rushed at the end. I think it would have benefited from a few more hours. But there's just 2 little side missions, man. There's just 2 little side missions. But honestly, I'm pretty satisfied with the game. So honestly, I do really recommend it. You do play Spider-Man 2. You might not have fun with it, but there's gonna be, we might not have much fun with it, but later on in the year, we're gonna have New Game Plus and hopefully DLC. I don't think they're gonna leave Carnage. Maybe we're gonna have like Carnage be a threat here, and he survives this game, and the DLC for this game, and then that's what gets Spider-Man out of retirement. Like Peter, not Miles Spider-Man still gonna be out there. But yeah, just that's the whole thing. Miles may be the Spider-Man we're gonna have moving on, it seems, and Peter will probably be coming back in the third game, but the DLC might not. I don't think they're gonna have Peter be in DLC, and I hope they do something with Cindy Moon soon, because they have to have it for next game, either next game or that whatever. But I think next game's gonna be most likely Wolverine, like in the universe. So yeah, there's that. Anyways, Marvel Spider-Man 2 is available now. Hopefully, go play it. Go play it. Almost game of the year. For me. I mean, it's the only new game I've played from this year. The only new game I've played from this year has been Marvel Spider-Man 2. Yeah, yeah. And I guess, if you want to count any new things, Teal Mask from Pokemon. That's also something I've played. So, yeah. I mean, there's that. Okay. Moving on. Tales Arise Beyond the Dawn. I remember seeing gameplay of this game, but apparently it's by Bandai Namco, which made something as some cool things I like. And, you know, I mean, let's look at here. Just looks like, I don't know, your typical JRPG from like modern JRPG. I don't know, just doesn't really look like it. I'm not really looking forward to, I mean, not looking forward to anything. It's freaking out already, but yeah, I'm not necessarily the biggest fan of this. Just not really my thing. So yeah, just, I don't know. I didn't understand the gameplay. The graphics look the same as they've always been for like the other games, Code Vein. And God Eater. I do enjoy God Eater 3. I am really enjoying God. I bought God Eater 3 a while back, and I really do enjoy it. It's scratching that Monster Hunter itch that I have, where I would love to see a game with better graphical fidelity than Rise, but I want to have the gameplay of Rise, and I feel like God Eater 3 has those two things mixed together. So I really do think that it goes well above and beyond, and it really satisfies me. So yeah, I mean, but that's God Eater 3 now, Tales of Arise. So yeah, Tales of Arise Beyond the Dawn, it's available now, so you can go play. Next up is Honkai Star Rail. Now, Honkai Star Rail is one of the same people as Genshin Impact, and it's definitely a lot of the same sort of thing. It's a gacha game, and you get the characters. Something I do not like about the characters in this game is that they look like characters from Genshin Impact, which it's a bit confusing, but because Star Rail is supposed to be set in the far future with like space travel and all that, and they look like characters that would belong to Genshin Impact, which is a lot more medieval and not very futuristic at all. So it's a bit confusing for me, but that's my only complaint about the characters. The gameplay, I actually thought it was just the Genshin Impact alone, but apparently it's much more of an RPG, it looks cool, and, you know, I don't know, I'm probably not gonna play it, because I'm not playing Honkai Star Rail. The amount of shit I'm gonna get for playing I have my PlayStation account connected to my Discord, so everything I play, my friends can see it. The shit I'm gonna get for playing Honkai Star Rail is gonna be insane. But yeah, I mean, it looks fine. Honkai Star Rail is available now, so yeah, you can go play it if you want. Next up is Foam Stars. Now, Foam Stars is just kind of, I guess, PlayStation Splatoon. And I don't know, it just doesn't have I don't play Splatoon, but I have a lot of friends that do play Splatoon. And it doesn't have that's not the same feeling, it's not the same appeal as Splatoon. I don't know. It just doesn't look right. I don't know. It just, the gameplay is pretty much the exact same. Other than having, I think, probably gonna have a few more game modes than Splatoon. I don't know how many game modes Splatoon has. It's definitely in the single digits, but I feel like this game's have a lot more than that, because yeah, I mean, it's not gonna play Splatoon, so it has to have more things to do. That's most shooters right nowadays. They have like a lot of game modes, which I'm fine with. But yeah. Foam Stars just doesn't have the same appeal that Splatoon has. It's very much the same game, but with foam instead of say ink. But, I mean, there's no way you can talk about this game without comparing it to Splatoon. And honestly, it doesn't have the same appeal. It's the same game. It looks fine. But I don't know. Just, I don't think a lot of people will be playing Foam Stars. The other name sounds weird. Foam Stars. Like, goddamn. Doesn't, I don't know. Doesn't look good. Yeah, it's coming out early 2024. Next up is Final Fantasy Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. There we go. I have played the seventh remake, and I do enjoy it. And it's one of those games I do enjoy, and honestly, just really I actually think it's pretty cool, and I haven't finished it yet, but it's because it's a pretty hefty download, but I do enjoy it. I do enjoy the Final Fantasy. Final Fantasy VII. So, I'm looking forward to this game, but I'm not gonna buy it. February's packed with games I want to buy. Like, there's Persona 3 Reload coming out in February. I'm probably not gonna buy Persona 3 Reload until I actually finish Persona 3 Portable, which is the one I have, and I'm gonna play two playthroughs of that. I recently picked it up again, and honestly, it's still really fun. So, I might play that when I actually get it, but. Apparently, there's something Capcom has for March. It's going to sell millions. And in March, it's Monster Hunter's 20th anniversary. So, I'm guessing it's going to be like a Monster Hunter game. So, yeah, it's going to be big. So, yeah. I mean, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is a lot... It's much more the same. I think it's the second quarter. So, half. So we're up to the half of the game. Because the original Final Fantasy VII has so much gameplay. It's like, I think it's the story itself, like, just like, look, not even the gameplay, but just the story of cutscenes and all that. Well, cutscenes and quotations. It's like 60 hours, like, for like 20. I mean, 20 is normal right now, but that's with gameplay. I'm not even remember. Like, hold on. Here we go, full game walkthrough, no commentary. Fuck. I have 35 hours. So, yeah, I mean, there's that. Man, honestly, I don't know. I think also it's coming out on two discs, which is insane. I never heard of a game coming out on two discs. That's massive. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I liked the 7 remake, so might pick it up sometime later in the year. So yeah. What do you guys think about the state of play? What was your favorite announcement? My favorite announcement, I think, is Marvel Spider-Man 2 or Final Fantasy. Or Helldivers. I did enjoy Helldivers. So, yeah. Go follow us. We are at The Entertainment on Twitter. Media Fae on Spotify. You can find us there. At The Entertainment without the... It's The Entertainment on Twitter without the A at the end. At Media_Fae on Twitter. Media Fae on Spotify and all their other podcast platforms, and I'm forgetting one. Oh yeah, The Entertainment on YouTube, Media Fae Bonus as well. Go follow that. I'm gonna subscribe to that. I'm Mercury C at Mercury S Cheese on Twitter. At Mercury S YouTube and Mercury C Cheats on Twitch, now that I stream on there. And yeah. That's about it. See ya.